Level C1 Listening Comprehension Test Part 1 You will hear part of a radio program. For each question, choose the correct option to complete the sentence, as in the example. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the task sheet. Example.
Thinking back on it, I don't think George said anything about the Emperor. Of course, I immediately got hold of Star Wars, and they invited me to see it and so on. So I clued myself in with who I was quite quickly. But I didn't really get any information about him, except he was extremely old, and he ran the universe. And this man, Darth Vader, worked for him. And did him a lot of good, and not much good to anybody else.
Got its name from.
One day, I mean, we weren't doing this for very long, but he said to me, "Now look, I'm going to give you a tape of Clive Revel's voice, and Clive Revel did the voice of the Emperor in the previous movie, and if you can get sort of close to it, George might be happy to let you keep your voice." And I had no idea that I wouldn't be using my voice. And I thought, oh. So I listened to Clive Revel, and I thought, well, that's fine. But I, having seen that makeup, which Clive never had the privilege of doing or being in, I think the voice shouldn't be like that. It should be something deeper, you know, more sepulchral, more horrible. So I did a bit of that, and Richard said, "Yes, well, that's good. You've been doing that voice, I see, throughout." And George actually is quite taken with it. So just go on doing it, the time being. So I went on doing it.
Two.
Yes, that's great. And it's a great, again, exciting to see how much excitement is being generated.
Yeah.
I mean, this morning J.J. Abrams and Kathleen Kennedy were there to give a little bit away, but not much, not enough. Just enough to tease and get us even more excited about what's going to happen later in the year. And the enthusiasm for that was immense. And of course, there are going to be lots of other stories about a lot of the other characters in years to come.
Yes.
And I think that the interesting thing about it is that appetite is not on the wane, it's on the increase for people for those movies.
Three.
Yes, many people and very responsive, and we had a few laughs. And,
absolutely.
You quizzed me, and I got many questions wrong. I'm a very old emperor.
There was a lot of fun. It's amazing, isn't it, how popular villains are? You know, they're always the characters that people seem to.
It's always been the case, hasn't it? And they're exciting to play. Have you played a few?
I played a few villains, and indeed, you seem to get the most response from people.
Yeah.
And you played a baddie in
film. People are really fascinated by the dark side. I suppose it's because they don't feel they have to go there if the rest of us are doing it for them.
No, absolutely.
Four.
And I didn't know that till I went to see the film, and I was rather jealous of it.
Yeah, he's got lightning as well.
But that's right. Christopher said, oh, yes, no, I would always have it. So, and you always would.
And how do you feel being part of the Star Wars films? What does that mean to you?
Well, it was extraordinary then, as I say, on that first day when I met George. And it's still extraordinary. What's most extraordinary was that I was able to be in the prequels as well as the initial films because my age worked out. And as originally they cast somebody who was closer to the aging Palpatine than I was, that wouldn't have worked out. I would have had to be in a different actor. So I was lucky twice.
Indeed you were, and we're glad you were lucky to us, because you played a brilliant emperor and Palpatine.
Well, I'm really glad too. It's been a very big thing in my life.
But
five.
And I was very old, with very straggly hair in the part, and very long fingernails, and I looked as if I was at death's door, frankly. And that only took about 5 minutes of makeup. And I was... and this, of course, is what thrilled the casting director. Little did I know it was going to take a little longer later. But she came along and saw me in that, and there was an actor already cast as the Emperor, and unfortunately he couldn't take the contact lenses, which were fairly fierce. So they were looking for someone else, and Mary Selway, for it was she, great casting director, had suggested to George and Richard Marquand, the directors, you know, that maybe they should see me. So I got this telephone call one lunchtime from my agent saying that George Lucas would like to see me. Well, just as I was sort of gasping, you know, and picking my jaw back up and trying to reset my face, there was a car outside and they'd already arrived. So
wow.
I got in it. I went to the studios. I met George and Richard over lunchtime, 10 minutes.
Six.
It was Nick Dudman who went on to do many things, not least to design the whole makeup and prosthetic department of Harry Potter. And in these days, he was working for Stuart and Graham Freeborn, marvelous makeup artists. And to begin with, it took 4 hours. So I'd get up very early and arrive at the studio. And I'd remembered I'd seen that film about Joan Crawford. With Faye Dunaway, you know.
Mommy Dearest.
Yes, that's right. And she was, she apparently, the film said, I don't know if it was true, that she'd get up very early in the morning and open the ice box, take the ice out and stick her head in the ice.
Yes.
Because that did great things to her skin. So I thought...
Seven.
That's a very difficult one, right?
Is it really? Yeah.
Yes.
Too many good ones?
Well, no, yes. I mean, nobody could really play Princess Leia like Carrie. You know,
yeah.
So I would be, you know, a little hesitant about suggesting that.
The bikini would be fun, though.
But yes. Well, Yoda, of course, you know.
Yoda, yeah.
For obvious reasons.
Yes.
Yeah, I could sort of see to his demise a little earlier, or his demise at all. We know he's still out there somewhere.
That's right.
God help us all.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. If you were deserted...